We've asked a lot from Appalachia, and they've given a lot. Young backs, lives, resources, land, and we have better technology now, so we can take some of the load off.
On their new album, Dear Companion, Kentucky natives Ben Solee and Daniel Martin Moore aren't just out to make music together, they're also out to raise awareness of a problem that plagues the mountains they both love. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Cellist Ben Solee and singer-songwriter Daniel Martin Moore met recently when they both released their debut solo albums, and they decided then that their next project would be to make an album together. They wanted to use that album to call attention to something that's a major issue in the Appalachian Mountains of Kentucky, but that doesn't get a lot of attention outside of that area. Mountaintop removal mining. So Ben and Daniel wrote some folky, bluegrassy, country-tinged songs together, and they recruited fellow Kentuckian Jim James to produce the album. Ben and Daniel stopped by Studio A to talk with FUV's Alisa Ali about the album and about why mountaintop removal mining's such a big problem in Appalachia.
The real problem, and it stems from destroying the environment, but the real problem is how it affects the people who live around it. Because when they remove the tops of these mountains, sometimes hundreds of feet of mountain, they have to put it somewhere. And it always ends up going into valley fills. They just fill up the valleys around the mountain. And that puts all kinds of toxic concentrations of heavy metals into the groundwater. And just makes the area almost unlivable. And when the communities begin to vanish, so does the cultural heritage. And so does such a big part of our identity as even a nation.
It's extremely important to our cultural identity, but somehow it's devalued because it's impoverished, because it's the coal fields. And it's strange, because if this was happening in the Rockies or the Adirondacks, people would be outraged. But it's deeply knit into the story of Appalachia. And people just think that it is the status quo.
Sitting in his lawn chair, the green grass is shining, the sprinklers everywhere. A man without a care, and he's wearing a cardboard crown. He's got nets in the sky and meters in the ground. He's got a tap in every tree. My wealth comes to me. My wealth comes to me. My wealth comes to me.
We did a lot of research for the record. And for this song, it was inspired by a photograph that we saw in a professor, Dr. Ron Eller's book called Uneven Ground. And it's a letter that was scribbled by a coal miner after a mine collapsed. So he was trapped in the mine, and he found a piece of coal and a scrap piece of paper, and he started writing to his wife and said, "Dear Eleanor, I love you. Dear Eleanor, tell the kids I love them too. Dear Eleanor, tell Kathy and John and Edward." And it just started repetitively kept saying, "Dear Eleanor," because he kept returning to it. You know, it's like continued to think of whom he wanted to say goodbye to, who could hear him, who knew. And so we got the allegory of that letter sort of got into our DNA, and we wrote this song called Dear Companion, which is sort of like as if Central Appalachia were to write a letter to the country and be like, we're doing a lot down here for you all to be able to live the way that you live, for us all to be able to live the way that we live. I just want you to recognize it.
Thank you.
to me, I feel.
Ben Solee and Daniel Martin Moore live with My Wealth Comes to Me and the title track from their album, Dear Companion. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.